USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Abu Bakr el-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, who reportedly had a $25 million bounty on his head, is believed to have been killed in Syria by U.S. forces. President Trump is set to address the nation at 9 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning. This after President Trump posted on Twitter Saturday evening at 9:23 p.m. Eastern Time that something very big has just happened. The fire danger remains high in California thanks to high winds. PG&E meteorologist Scott Strenfel says conditions are very dangerous in Northern California and the Bay Area into Monday.
Models suggest the event will be very strong, and if models are right, stronger than the October 17 Northern California fire weather event.
PG&E is continuing to shut off power to customers in California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
If you've ever wondered what you'll look like in 20 years, researchers in Europe may have an example of you in 2039. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
After interviewing more than 3,000 office workers for their study on ergonomics, researchers have built a life-size dummy they named Emma, who suffers from a hunchback, swollen limbs, and bloodshot eyes. Dr. Aaron Donaldson of the Dallas-based Executive Medicine of Texas tells us Emma could be the future you.
These are things in the health industry that we know about and are worried about. And as a younger physician, it's something my generation has been fairly concerned about, this whole sitting is the new smoking mentality. People really listen a lot harder when they can see a picture of what their life might look like years down the road. And that's exactly what the Emma doll is doing. It's showing you what your life will look like if you don't make a change now.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, perhaps gave the staunchest defense of American lives in his entire career during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing earlier this week. Now, the videos went viral. This begins by Senator Cruz asking Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Executive Associate Director Timothy Robbins a series of questions.
Are sanctuary cities releasing violent murderers?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing rapists?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing people who have committed child molestation?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing people who are guilty of domestic violence?
Yes.
Are they releasing people who have committed drunk driving offenses?
Yes.
When I listen to Democratic colleagues say, well, no, this is all about some grandmother in Chicago. No, this is not about a grandmother in Chicago. I've talked to too many Texans and too many people across this country who've lost their children in murders from illegal aliens who were in jail until Democratic politicians released them, violent criminals, into our community. And it is wrong to play these political games releasing murderers. This committee heard testimony from Kate Steinle's family. Kate Steinle was a beautiful 28-year-old California woman who was murdered on a pier in Northern California by an illegal alien who had been in and out of prison over and over and over again, and had been deported over and over and over again, and our revolving door system kept letting him go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.